Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Do you want to know the 10 most important tips that I could give you so that you make this your best year ever? Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and welcome to the 200th episode of Early to Rise Radio. And on this one, I'm going to give you my 10 most actionable tips for making this your best year ever. This is a perfect time to hit 200 episodes. It's one of my most high energy episodes, and I can't wait to share with you these 10 tips, which took me from a broke, struggling, introverted, socially anxious, binge-drinking personal trainer, who was actually once a farm boy, just a poor farm boy, and became somebody who now influences millions, has coached over 250 entrepreneurs to build seven-figure businesses, helped even some people hit eight and nine figures, and I can't wait for you to be my next success story using these 10 tips. And if you want to learn more about that story of my journey from broke and struggling to unstoppable, I want you to grab a free copy of my book, Unstoppable, Wall Street Journal bestseller, at beunstoppablebook.com. Now, let's jump into it. When we look to become super successful in this new year, I want you to understand one thing, that you need to have a little impatience. And if you're anything like me, I know you do. Back when I was a young man, I joined the Big Brothers program. And during the Big Brothers program, what you have to do is you have to get a couple of references. And I asked my mom to be one of them. She had to fill out some forms. And she told me one of the questions on those forms was, what is the person's, you know, number one obstacle or number one thing they need to improve on? And she said, he's impatient. Oh, she's right. I know that, you know, according to the old phrase, good things come to those who wait. I don't know about that. I'm not really much for waiting. And I know that good things have come my way. So I want to be super successful today, not tomorrow. And if you can relate, it's because you have that hunger, that drive, that impatience that separates you and I from everyone else. And most people are content to just sit around and watch TV and hope that they win the lottery. But you and I are out there doing the work, taking action, and giving value to people because success loves speed. And if you are ruthlessly impatient with yourself, you're taking the action, doing the work, and making changes fast, then success is going to come to you because success is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And once you accept that success is simple and it's difficult, then you are going to take the actions to move forward. So let's go through the 10 biggest action items that you can take this year to have huge success. And again, I want to thank you for being part of the 200th episode of Early to Rise. In fact, I'm going to give you a special gift for listening till the end. All right. And if you do these 10 things every single week, I promise you, they're going to compound into huge results, and this is going to be your best year ever. So let's get up and get going. The first thing you need to do is to get up 15 minutes earlier. That's right. So I know this from my own success story. Back when I was personal training 35 or 40 hours a week, you had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning because the CEOs want to train first thing. And then you would work until about 11 o'clock. And then everyone would kind of like take a break. Everyone's busy during that day. And about 3 o'clock, people would start coming in after work, or I'd start training with some athletes after school. And I'd be there until seven. So it was a long day. And I tried building my online business at night. I'd get home around 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and I'd sit in front of the computer, and it felt like someone was sticking glass into my eyeballs. They hurt so much. I was tired. Months went by with no progress. Then I realized, as much as I hate this, I have to get up earlier than my 10 after 5 wake-up time, because at 10 after 5, I could get up, have a shower, and still make it to the bus stop. In order to take the bus from the west end of Toronto, I lived in the High Park area, a very nice area, but I had to get downtown into Rosedale, the rich part of Toronto, to train the CEOs and professional athletes. So I said, dang, I got to get up at 4:30 a.m. And so I did. And I got up and I worked for 20 minutes in my online business at 4:30 a.m. And in 12 months, I had grown an online business that was spitting off $100,000 a year and allowed me to quit my job as a personal trainer. And then I got into my anxiety issues and all that sort of stuff that I had to overcome. But that was the first big change in my life. Now, let me be blunt. You do not need to get up at 4:30 a.m. You do not need to get up at 5 a.m. You simply have to get up 15 minutes earlier than you are right now. And 15 minutes in the morning, you can get an incredible amount of work done. For example, when I wanted to write the perfect day formula and I was running a $5.5 million fitness business, I was like, where am I going to find time for this? And the answer is you don't find time. You only make time. So I made an extra 15 minutes in the morning. I got up 15 minutes earlier than I was, and I wrote 500 words. And in 6 months, I had written the perfect day formula. So I'm not going to tell you what time I was getting up there because it doesn't matter. All that mattered is that I got up 15 minutes earlier and I spent those 15 minutes on my number one priority. So you see, it doesn't matter what hour you get up. All that matters is what you do with the hours that you are up. So to get the most out of your days and consciously make time for your goals, you got to make time. You don't find time. You got to make time for your goals. Then you need to get up a little bit earlier and you need to plan the night before. And we'll talk about that in a bit because planning the night before is essential because you can't be doing your to-do list and planning in the morning. That's already too late. So get up a little bit earlier, work on your number one priority, GSD on your MIT ASAP, and holy cow, you're going to have huge breakthroughs this year. Now, I'm not saying get up 15 minutes earlier the next week and the next week and the next week, and all of a sudden you're not sleeping. I'm just saying whatever time you get up right now, even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning, get up at 9:45 and work on your number one priority, eat that frog, as they say, and you will move ahead. The second thing you need to do is you need to get accountability to somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint. Every single person who's ever been super successful in their lives had a mentor. Warren Buffett had Benjamin Graham, Michael Jordan, Michael Phelps, Tom Brady. They all had teams of coaches, nutritionists, and trainers. Luke Skywalker had Obi-Wan and Yoda, all right? So he even knew to get two mentors in order to beat the dark side. Now, the accountability to somebody that you deeply do not want to disappoint will help you move mountains in your life. And I know this because for a long time, I would hire coaches, business coaches, really nice guys like Yannick Silver, Dan Kennedy, all those guys. I joined their coaching and their mastermind, and I did most of what they said. And I moved ahead. I got good results. So simply having a coach who gives you good advice will get you a long way. But it wasn't until I got a coach who I didn't want to disappoint. It wasn't until I found somebody who I looked up to like a big brother that I finally had the huge breakthroughs in my life. And that was Bedros Goulian, Joel Marion, and Matt Smith. All guys, you know, I didn't pay Matt or Joel, but I paid Bedros to be my coach. But all three of them give me accountability, and I deeply do not want to disappoint them. So if you want to achieve exceptional results, you need accountability and outside eyes on your life and business from somebody who's been there and done that, achieved what you want to achieve, who can give you the insight and clarity that you need to get to the next level. And they must hold you accountable. You must check in with them on a regular basis. And they can't just say, hey, listen, you had a bad day, it's okay. No, when you screw up, they got to hold your feet to the fire. So what I do with my top coaching clients is every day they get to email me or text me three things. It's the answer to three questions. And they get to make up and customize their questions. Some people say, hey, did I get up at 6 a.m. today? If not, why not? Did I spend an hour working on my non-urgent important sales task of the day? If not, why not? And did I shut my phone off at 6 o'clock at night so I could be present with my family? If not, why not? And if they give me any no's and explain why, I call them out on it and we brainstorm together to overcome those obstacles. Accountability will make you play up a level in life so that you can reach your peak potential and achieve the extraordinary results that you deserve. The third thing you need to do is something that did not come naturally to me, and it's giving gratitude. Okay, you must give gratitude. We should be very grateful. We should have the 11 out of 10 mindset every day, grateful persistence, and no matter what challenges are in our way, then we need to be thankful for them, the opportunity to fight against them and persist through them. And you must be grateful for the little things in life, whether it is your favorite coffee mug or whether your favorite snack or whether you got to just pet your dog for 5 minutes today. Got to be grateful for that. These are all really great things. And if they were taken away from you, you'd be very sour. So be very grateful. And when you have that attitude of gratitude, as Tony Robbins says, you will open your mind to more success. You need to be generous, because the more generous you are, the more it will come back to you. I know it will. When I began getting more grateful and more generous in this world, I was finally able to overcome my scarcity mindset and realize there is a lot of abundance out there for entrepreneurs who go out there and take action every day. Now, I said I was going to come back to this, and the fourth thing you need to do is my three-step planning and preparation, including a brain dump. One of the easiest ways to improve your life is to make sure that your planning for tomorrow is superior. Genius is really just superior preparation. So the more prepared you are, just like the more prepared an NFL team is, the greater the chance of their success and your success too. So you're going to get, at the end of the day, you're going to take about 15 minutes to do this. You're going to do a brain dump. Take a scrap piece of paper, write out all the things that you want to do tomorrow. You want to have this meeting. You want to make this call. You want to send these emails. You want to write this sales copy. You want to do these sales calls. You want to do this presentation. You got to run all these errands. You got to do a workout. You got to pick the kids up at school. You got to go to the grocery store. You want to watch a show on Netflix. Maybe you want to watch a show on Masterclass. Maybe you want to read for 30 minutes. That's a lot of stuff. But you got to get it out of your head. Then you move on to the priority to-do list. And you write them down. It's like, what's the MIT at the top of the page? What's the most important thing? Is it writing sales funnel? Is it writing three emails? Is it prepping for your sales calls? What is the most important thing that you need to do at the start of the day that will generate revenue for your business? And then you go through and you put the rest of your priorities at the top. And you know what? Of course, you got to put in picking up kids at school. That's got to be a priority. But that errand and other errands need to be fitted in there and made time for them after you've made time for your money-making activities. And when you do this, doing that brain dump and doing your priority to-do list and making it nice and easy for you to get in the flow in the next morning, that is when you're going to have huge leaps ahead in this new year. Oh my goodness, that is so important for you. The next thing you need to do is get outside, preferably with a dog. Okay. If you are stressed and anxious, if you are just overwhelmed with the world, you actually need to slow down to speed up. Slow down to speed up. So I'm serious. You got to get outside. You need to get sunlight early in the day. And yeah, it's dark and cold in some places early in the morning. That's all right. You got to get outside. You got to get that fresh air. You got to get in the sunlight as soon as you can. I walk my dog every morning and it helped me overcome my anxiety attacks. And I don't mean walking the dog with like three podcasts playing in your ears at the same time, trying to super learn. Sometimes it's okay just to have space to think. You got to slow down to speed up. Slow down to speed up. Set aside some time for the day when you get to walk outside in the sun and subconsciously process the problems you're trying to solve. It's the same reason that Newton, Edison, Tesla, Steve Jobs, they walked every day. My favorite composer, Chopin, walked every single day. Tchaikovsky walked every day. Charles Dickens, Charles Darwin, they walked every day. Charles Dickens and Charles Darwin walked 2 hours a day in the afternoon after they did all their thinking and writing in the morning. And then their brain would put things together in the afternoon and they would come back with a plan for the next morning. So yeah, it's counterintuitive, but make sure that you do that every single day. You'll also find that on the days that you do get outside, you'll be less angry. You won't be snappy. You will be more, you know, tolerable to other people. Number six, makes friends, influence people, and grow rich. You know the books Think and Grow Rich, and you know the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. And if you haven't read them, read them. And if you've forgotten the lessons, read them again. Because I just made a video about this today on my social media, and so many people are reposting it because I talked about the power of hanging around positive people. You absolutely positively are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And it's even proven in research from Harvard University, who found that if you spend time with overweight people, you will end up overweight. If you spend time with smokers, you will end up smoking. If you will spend time with ethical, moral, value-adding millionaires, you will become more, well, I was going to say more wealthy. That does not make sense. You will become wealthier and richer, okay? You will make more money. You absolutely will. If you spend time with only smart people, you will become smarter. If you spend time with stronger people, you'll get stronger. All right? You got to hang around the people who have the values and morals and accomplishments that you want to have. So lift up your level. And I know what you're thinking. Oh my gosh, we can't meet people or whatever these days. And my family holds me back. My friends hold me back. And all these people are trying to sabotage me like a crab in the bucket. They're trying to pull me down. No, listen, it's on you. You can meet people online. Okay, there's Facebook groups, there's masterminds, there's all types of things. There's a lot of virtual events going on these days. You cannot hold yourself back with that thinking that I can't meet people. Go out there and make valuable content. Join the groups. Add value in the groups. Be a good person. Don't try and sell stuff in there, but join the groups. Online social support works just as well as real world social support. I found this out when I was running weight loss programs back in 2007. I found a study from Sweden that showed people who used an online forum lost more weight than those people who didn't. So use online social support. It really, really, really does work. The next thing you do, number seven, is you need to attract through subtraction. Okay, you're going to succeed through subtraction. And you don't have to add more things into your life. Like, we tell people not to do a bunch of things in the morning. You subtract those things from the morning, you'll be more productive. And then you can do those things later on in the day. We talk about don't do meditation, don't do visualization, don't do motivational videos on YouTube, don't work out, don't do yoga, don't join the 5 a.m. club. Instead, find the right time for you to get up and then focus on your work for a little bit, make those victories, get ahead, and then make time for whatever really matters to you later on. And if you don't love those, all of those other things, don't do all of those other things. You can't put 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag. So if you're trying to do 3 hours of a morning routine and you get really stressed out, your life just doesn't have room for all of that. So what are the distractions, temptations, and obstacles you must eliminate to make success more automatic? Think about the bad habits that you need to get rid of. Are you addicted to social media, checking email, doing it alone? Not asking for help. Whatever it is, write it down. And then get public accountability to people you do not disappoint you for sticking to your not-to-do list. So I tell people all the time that I take 3 days off from all electronics. You can't contact me. And it prevents me from being addicted to my phone. It resets my habits and expectations. So just because the things other people do are popular, don't just add them to your list, okay? Don't add cold baths and Wim Hof breathing if you just don't want to. You don't have to. What you need to do is find what works for you and then be able to say no to things that don't serve you. All right, number eight, the power of deadlines. You must absolutely use hard deadlines in your life to push you to get more done by a certain time. But you also must have serious consequences if you miss those deadlines. What I've found is that people will make a goal or, you know, try to commit to something, but if they don't follow through on it, there's no consequences. For example, if you hit the snooze button in the morning and you sleep in, the consequences won't show up for 5 years, probably, in most cases. Now, unless you have a flight that day, but in that case, you're not going to hit the snooze button because you have a deadline with significant consequences. But for most of us, you know, eating those extra cookies or drinking the next drink or whatever it is, the consequence won't show up until tomorrow at the earliest. And that's why we're not making those changes. So you need to find some deadlines with significant consequences that will force you to perform. And when you do that, you all of a sudden become more productive automatically. So set your deadlines, get accountability, and get to work. Number nine, create a vivid vision for your life. Recently on the podcast, I did a 90-day planning session and I took you through how to create a one-year vision. I also, in my book, The Perfect Day Formula, teach the three-year vision. You must go through and do that. It's an absolute game changer. I wrote that I would find the love of my life by 2020. And as 2020 came closer and closer and 2019 ticked down, people were asking me, hey, how's it going? Have you met the girl? And it wasn't until the deadline became real and people were going to think I was a loser because I didn't hit my goal and say, oh, you're a hypocrite. You don't even follow your advice. I pushed me and pushed me and pushed me. And I achieved my vision when I found Michelle. And you met her the other week on a podcast. So you must absolutely push yourself to create that vivid vision. The more you have that vivid vision, the more specific you are, you will achieve those things. In 2006, when I got on the first coaching call with my first ever coach, the very first question he asked me was, Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years? And I said, Tom, I want to have a business like Early to Rise. And it was 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days later that I bought that business because I took action. And through action, there was attraction. I took action on becoming a better speaker, a better writer, a better coach, a better networker, all of these things that then attracted the opportunity for me to buy the business of my dreams. I was 3 months and 17 days late, so don't give me a hard time, but that vision was so powerful. So over to you, create that vision for your life using the tools that I've given you here in the Early to Rise podcast. And even in episode 199, right before this, we go through goal setting. So go back and listen to that and go through and create that vision for your future. Be as specific as possible because that is how you will achieve your goals. And then finally, the 10th action item you must absolutely use to change your life, then what you need to do is to set your ego aside and ask for help. Set your ego aside and ask for help. When you do that, just like I did in 2006, after years of having my ego get in the way and keeping me stuck at the 100K mark, I finally hired a coach and I made as much money in 3 days as I did in well over 3 months before that. And then it was just off to the races and my life became amazing because I hired coach after coach after coach. I spent over $1 million on coaching and it's paid off well over 20-1. Isn't that a great return on investment? Wouldn't you take that every single day? Absolutely. So set your ego aside and ask for help. I've hired dating coaches. I've hired matchmakers. I've hired personal trainers. You know, I have a personal trainer right now. I've hired chiropractors, nutritionists, I've hired sales coaches, I've hired coaches who make me a better coach and build a better coaching program, I've hired copywriting coaches, I've hired business coaches, you name it, I've hired it because I saw the value in it, and you need to do the same. So listen, those 10 items are going to absolutely change your life this year. If I could just have you listen to one podcast in my 200, it probably is this one. To change your life. So go and take action. And when you're ready to hit number 10, set your ego aside and ask for help. Send me a message on Instagram at Real Craig Valentine on Instagram, or email me at support@earlytorise.com with the line millionaire in it. And we'll help coach you up so you hit 7 figures, or if you're at 7 figures now, we'll take you to 8 figures like a lot of my clients. We're going to push you. And we're going to push you not just on making more money, but on working fewer hours so that you make more time for what matters. And if you need more help with that, what you can also do, I told you I was going to give you a gift. I got a 90-day video training, 90-day planning video training. Send me an email at support@earlytorise.com and ask for the 90-day video training. And we'll send you a link to that. And it will help you get off to a fast start with your best year ever. Now, I can't give you any feedback on that, but so if you want one-on-one coaching with me, hit me up on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or go to craigvalentine.com/apply and fill out that application, and I can't wait to work with you soon so that you're one of my success stories like Bedros and Joel, Sharon, Xander, Vince Del Monte, all of these guys who we have helped not only be great fathers, but be wealthy men and great entrepreneurs too. We'll talk to you soon.